It's 2025 and Cavs Corner is back for another season. This is season 5, episode 70.
Episode 70.
I know, it's been ticking along. I can't believe it's still going. I would have thought we would have been thrown off the air by now.
And a great block. Douglas three-pointer. And the fortress erupts here.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2025. Cavs Corner is back.
We're going to jump straight into the GYG Senior Cavaliers. Now, memberships are still available. They're on sale. We've got the junior membership. We've got the adult membership. Family membership, two adults, two juniors. And we've got the deluxe membership. So
you
want to guarantee yourself a half-court shot in an NBL One game, get yourself a deluxe membership. You also get a whole bunch of merch and things like that as well. So that's the memberships. So the first game is this Saturday. So we're filming on Thursday. It's probably going to go out on Friday. So tomorrow, we're playing our arch rivals, our local rivals, Dandenong Rangers, NBL One, Saturday night, 5:30 and 7:30. It's going to be a big game. So get down early because, as we know, the grandstand is general admission. See, I keep pointing behind me because if you don't know, we're in the function room. The court's out there. That's why I keep pointing behind me. You going to add anything here?
No. I was just waiting for you to finish talking because this is what you do when the very first Cavs Corner of the season, every year.
Just take over.
You love talking. You love talking.
I do love to
talk. And I'll let you talk because obviously this Saturday night's going to be a very big game for obviously us.
But I'm excited.
Brand new season, brand new look. We've got a few new things rolling in for Saturday night. Obviously, as you touched on, we've got hand clappers, giveaways. But we've also got a new DJ, new MC coming on board. I'd like to thank Mott and Andrew for their efforts over the last couple of seasons. But we have obviously brought this new company in.
But another thing about that too is now the mascot, Kev the Cavman, he's going to be out and about more than ever at NBL One Games. So if you want your photos, you want your autographs from Kev, he'll be around. Make sure you just give him a tap on the shoulder. He'd be more than happy to take a photo, give you a high five, whatever it is. He's there for it.
That's right. We also have CBA Awards night on Saturday night.
I'm very excited to see who wins these awards.
Yes, so am I actually. We've got a few award winners to announce later in the podcast.
We might chuck up the finalists now, though. We'll chuck up the finalists for all of them now. We'll just have them rolling through while we're talking about it. So they're going to run alongside the season opener. So they'll just go all night from 5:30 through to the end of the men's game. A couple of them are going to be on court. A few of the what we consider the big awards. Not that any of the other ones aren't big, but obviously Volunteer of the Year, Domestic Club of the Year, and Casey Club Person of the Year. They're the three big awards because you know, there's a lot involved with those ones. Now, they're again, we're not taking away from the other awards. The other awards are great too, but we consider those the big ones. That's why they'll be awarded on court.
Yeah, and to go along with, obviously, the fantastic basketball that we're going to have here on Saturday night, we also have a dunk show
the
at halftime.
The Dunk Squad, the Melbourne Dunk Squad.
Yeah. It's exciting. They came down a couple of months ago and you were there and I think one of them jumped over you.
Yeah, they jumped over me. As you know, I'm 6'7". It's quite tall and they were jumping around dunking and I said, hey, can I film you? They said, why don't I jump over you? And I said, you won't jump over me. I'm 2 meters tall. That's not happening. And he went, don't worry about it. I'm going to jump over you.
Do we have that on video?
We have it on video. So we'll chuck
it
up now. Chuck it up there. So this is a little sneak peek of what you're going to see at halftime of the men's game on Saturday night. So three dunkers are coming out. They're going to put on a bit of show for about 4 or 5 minutes. It's not like a dunk contest. It's not going to be like, you know, tens and nines and things like that. They're just going to come out.
Oh, we could.
Give us their best dunks. We might keep a lookout. We might get some kids out there for them to jump over, that sort of thing. It's going to be very exciting.
Awesome. And then the fun continues on Sunday against Dandenong. Hopefully we can get all four wins, which will be exciting. But Vic V action continues. The women at 12:30 and the men at 2:30. So that'll be another big day for our Vic V men and women.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, we've got plenty of good basketball to get down and watch. And it's all against our local rivals, Dandenong, who we love to beat. We've got no shame here. We're happy to say it. We love to beat them. And I'm sure they love to beat us too. So
make sure
you get down, support the teams, help them get across the line. Because you don't know it, but it makes a big difference when there's a big crowd making a lot of noise supporting the team. And when the other team's shooting free throws on Saturday night for the NBL One game, the GYG free burritos are back. So get your GYG chance ready. Let them know that if they miss the free throws, everyone's getting free burritos.
Oh, and one more thing while we're here. Free season posters are available at the door. So you can get them signed by players after the game. I'm not sure where we're going to have the women's this season.
Yeah, they'll be around though.
We did have them in the foyer, so they will be around. Men's will be on court after the game.
Yeah. So obviously the men play straight after the women, so we can't have them on court, but they'll be around. We'll have some texters around. So if you want to get stuff signed, even if it's your jerseys or whatever, not your VJBL playing jerseys. All right? We're throwing it out there. Don't get your VJBL playing jerseys signed. But if you've got other merch that you want signed by the players, I'll be more than happy to do it. So that's very exciting. So let's talk about some players in focus for the for all four teams. We'll start off with the NBL One men. I've written two players down here. Do you want to pick one to talk about?
Yeah, let's start with Nate Roberts.
The big fella, the big dog. I was just bragging about 3 minutes ago about being 6'7". How tall is this man?
He's about 7 foot.
7 foot?
Is he 7 foot? He could be 7 foot one.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Big arms, very big arms.
Oh, you've been looking at his arms, huh?
Well, Jody's been telling me about it.
I'll try to do this, but yeah, my arms really don't know. Yeah.
Jody and Tommy have been telling me how big his arms are. And it does surprise me. He's an NBA G League, ex-NBA G League player. And he's an exciting prospect for the NBL One League. And by all sounds of it, he's going to dominate.
I saw a highlight on the NBL One South socials over the blitz. They did a preseason blitz. He got an M1 and he turned around and hit the flex and the screen. Scary man. Hey, if you want to meet him after the game, he's a lovely man.
He's a fantastic bloke.
More than happy to have a chat with you. He smiles a lot of that. But on the court, scary man.
Get out of his way.
So that's going to be really exciting. I'm going to talk about Tyler Robertson. NBL Sydney Kings, we know that. He got three-pointer of the year for the NBL for that unreal shot from past three-quarter court, which was
unreal. Yeah, I was there that day, so John Cain Arena.
Wouldn't mind seeing that out there on the show court on Saturday night. But he's come down. This is the first time in something like 6 years that he's been down in Victoria. He was off at college and he's come straight back to go to NBL Sydney Kings. So he's excited to be back in his home state. He's ready to perform for the locals. So get down, show your support. It's going to be big.
Yeah, that's right. Moving on to the NBL One women, a few representatives here. Let's go and start off with Ezra McGoldrick. Obviously, a New Zealand basketball player, has been representing New Zealand at FIBA level. WNBL player for Bendigo.
The fans are going to know what to expect from Ezra because she has played a couple of times for the Casey Cavs over the past couple of seasons, but now she's locked in for the full season this time. We've loved seeing her in the past, so we can't wait to get a full season out of her. The next one I'm going to touch on is Jaden Owen. So she's from America. She's come over. It's her first professional season. She's just come out of NCAA Division One, playing for TCU.
I believe so.
Yeah, playing for TCU.
What are they, the Horned Frogs or the...
I'm not sure the mascot of TCU.
It's a frog.
I'm pretty sure that's Texas Christian University.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's that.
I know they're purple.
But she's going to be really exciting to watch. She's inside, outside, defends really well. She's going to be a good all-round player. So get down. She's a lovely person too. They're all lovely people. We wouldn't have them if they weren't lovely
people. That's right.
So get down, show your support, and stick around and get some of those autographs. All right, let's jump into the Youth Champ men. They've played three games.
Two.
Did they not play?
The Youth Champ men have only played two.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Okay. Youth Champ men have played two games so far this season. They got two wins as well, round one and round two. Yep. Easy wins. They got two games this coming week, and obviously they play away Saturday night, and then they're back here Sunday. Let's talk about some of the players.
Yeah, Justin Oche is the first on the list. Obviously, he was a development player last year for the NBL on men's. This year, he's just stepped back into the Big V role just to, you know, get some run through his legs, and boy, is he an exciting player to watch.
He looks good. I think he had 28 points or something the other weekend. He's back to his best. He's
three or four blocks. Yeah. It was amazing.
He's going to be hard to stop here. And then I've gone with Josh Parkinson, the Parko Tarko. He was unreal at the start of last season. I think he might have had a niggle or something like that in the middle of the season. He dropped off a little bit, and then he was making his way back as the season progressed. But he's back to his best, I think. He's getting close to double-doubles every week. So get down, show your support, look at him. He's going to be an unreal player to watch across the season.
Yeah. Youth Champ women, starting with Caitlin Field. Obviously, now she's stepping up into an NBL One development player role, I believe.
We hope so.
3-point specialist. I know she's on the... I'm pretty sure she's on... Don't have a layers eight, but I'm pretty sure she's on the list for this Saturday night anyway.
We'll find out tomorrow.
If she's not, apologies, Katie.
We haven't seen the list yet, so let's hope she is. We think she might be, but let's see. We'll see the list.
Again, apologize if she's not. But she's been fantastic for the U Champ women.
I think she's averaging double-figure points already across... I think they've had four games. Is that right? They've had a big... Have they really had four games or three games?
Three.
They've had three games. They've got two more this weekend. Again, they play away Saturday and again, back here Sunday afternoon against Dino. I've gone with Victoria Meredith. Now, she's been a junior through and through. I actually coached her for one game in under 12.
And a win. It was a win.
It was a win back in the day, long time ago now.
Yeah.
She's a very good player. She's progressed really well. She's made some state selections and things like that across the way. She's now playing youth league. She's got the perfect physique for youth league women. She's ready to play inside and outside. She's a threat on the shot. She's a threat on the rebound. She gets in there. She gives her all every single week. So I think she's going to be an exciting up-and-coming player to watch across the season.
Yeah, perfect. Onto our social media. This is the time we call out our socials. So for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, jump on board, give us a like, give us a follow. All of it helps getting our content out to everyone, which is fantastic. Sponsors.
Speaking about the socials though.
Yeah, go on.
And I know you were away from work yesterday. This all came through at the last second thanks to our boy Miller. Yeah. Did you see the reel last night?
I did.
That was cool.
It was cool.
I thought that was really cool.
It was cool.
Hyping up the crowd for this week. We had lots of shares and things like that. It was a really cool video. So shout out to Miller MB Media, who puts those ones together for us.
You don't want
to
shout me out for Kyra and Ben's video?
Shout out to Matt for producing all of the content for Casey Basketball, unless stated otherwise. I hope this is in perpetuity. For the foreseeable future, I thank you, Matthew Suter. All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad we got that out of the way. So I just thought that video was really cool. It's going to hype everyone up. It made me really excited for Saturday night, and I was already excited. So
we're all excited.
It's going to be good. So anyway, sponsors, you jump in first because I cut you off before.
Oh, all right. Guzmani Gomez, fast food, your mum says yes to. They've got ice cream.
I know.
Barista made coffee.
They got
and
it all.
Margaritas.
Margaritas. I don't know if you can get a margarita.
I think you've got frozen margaritas.
Yeah, maybe. Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home.
And if you're going to build a better home with Carlisle Homes, get in touch with us, because if you are building with Carlisle Homes, you can get a $500 cash back straight to your bank account thanks to our partnership with them.
Perfect.
PhysioWorks Health Group, they're assisting Casey Basketball with all of their injury prevention and recovery needs.
Ray White, Cranbourne, get down if you're looking to buy a property, sell a property, or looking at investment options. Jump down to Ray White, Cranbourne, and see Peter Karmas and the team.
Yep. Intersport, Cranbourne, and Case Central, they've got all your equipment sorted. Shoes, balls, equipment, whatever you need, they've got it covered. And they're the proud sponsor of the NBL 1 half-court shot.
Cranbourne Mazda, Zoom Zoom, proud sponsor of Casey Basketball. They have a car servicing offer at the moment.
Yeah, any car, any make, any model, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a Mazda. Get down, they'll service it for you, they'll look after you. And let them know when you're down there that you're from Casey Basketball, because then you'll get a discount as well.
Yeah, perfect. My car needs going for a service, so maybe I'll
take it down there.
Go down there and have a look. Universal, good. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, good servicing rates for the Camry. You got a Camry, don't you?
I do have a Camry.
Yeah, no, good servicing rates for a Camry down there.
All right, I'll have to look into it. Universal Athletes Centre, providing athletes with, obviously, recovery, gym access, basketball court facilities, everything down there. They're a fantastic mob.
Yeah, Mortgage Choice Clyde. If you're looking to finance or refinance, get in touch with Daniel and Sarah at Mortgage Choice Clyde.
Pew Pew, it's the Clean Ranger.
You love that.
I love doing that, the pew pew. Polky will come and clean some stuff for you.
He does residential and commercial. He'll cover both.
Perfect.
The Amazing Grace Cranbourne, just around the corner here on Main Street. Excellent restaurant. As you say, steaks and parmas.
Yeah, they make great steaks, even better parmas though.
Oh, I love it. It's a little buzzword there. I like it. Remarkability Community Care. If you've got some NDIS needs and things like that, they're a fantastic organization. Get in touch with Jody and Tracy and the team there, and they'll be able to help you out.
And a brand new sponsor on board, Goat Labs.
Goat Labs. Yeah, they'll be working on the new Goat League with Casey Basketball, which we'll touch on a bit later in the podcast. But Goat Labs, who are from Hong Kong, they're coming over. They're making a bit of a presence in Victorian basketball. So we'll touch on that again a bit later, but they're an exciting new sponsor.
Yeah, awesome. Now, we've got merchandise. Obviously, we touched on our membership offer, which gives you a lot of merchandise.
Yep.
But these are the types of merchandise that you can buy through our brand new store that launched last year. So, we've got hoodies, track pants, long sleeves, beanies, scarves, keep cups. Hang on. I've got to take my breath. Can coolers, size 3 basketballs, size 5 basketballs, probably size 6 and size 7 basketballs if you really want them.
Yep.
Drink bottles, puff hoodies and t-shirts.
Limited stock left on
limited
the puff.
Limited stock left. New design hopefully dropping soon.
Yep.
We'll figure it out. And the new tracksuit jumpers.
New tracksuits. So the new tracksuits haven't gone live yet, but you'll see some of them at the game this Saturday night. So all that stuff, or most of that stuff, you'll be able to buy at the game Saturday night. So if you're coming down, Caitlin will help you out with that one. She'll be able to sort you out. New tracksuits look really good. The players will be wearing them at NBL 1 and Big V level, so you'll get to see them in the new kit. And if you want to get them, you can get them online soon.
And you know what? For the members who watch this podcast, Varsity Jacket's in the works.
They are in the works.
I'm gonna drop that there. There's a Varsity Jacket on the way. It looks very, very cool.
Junior Cavaliers news. Cavs Advantage and Shooting Club Term 2 registration is now open. Now, we've listened to your feedback. So if you are doing that program and you're interested in those programs, Cavs Advantage is obviously for under 12s and 14s. Yep. That's going to be 4:45 to 5:45. Shooting Club is open to all Junior Cavaliers. That is now 5:45 to 6:45. So the times have flipped and are a little bit later.
Yep.
And they're all going to be now at Cambria College, a little bit closer to home. So I know we've had some feedback around the timing and location of that program. We've listened. We've made the changes. So get online and register.
Make sure you register. Holiday camps are coming up as well. So for junior Cavs, we have the scrimmage camp, which is only for under 16s and 18s. It's a full day of scrimmage. So
3 hours of scrimmage.
Yeah, 3 hours of scrimmage. So if you're looking for the opportunity to, you know, compete against maybe couple of people that are a little bit older, a little bit younger, just to get yourselves right, that's a perfect camp for you. We also offer a super camp now.
Yep. Under 12s and 14s.
Under 12s and 14s, which will be run by Paul and the team here.
Yeah, that one will be here, and that'll be all day. That'll be a 9:30 to 3:30 kind of deal.
Yep.
And what's cool about all of these clinics and the weekly program is that our Big V Youth League players, NBL 1 players, and a lot of our coaching team are all going to be down there supporting those programs.
Yep.
So you're going to get great coaching. You're going to be exposed to that level of basketball. It's very exciting. So get online, get your registration.
I've got one more as well. We've got a 3-on-3 camp.
Yeah, no. That's you can talk about it, but it's only for 3-on-3 players.
No.
It's not open
ever. Well, if you're a 3-on-3 athlete, sorry to burst your bubble, but for 3-on-3 athletes only who have been selected.
For the 3X Tour.
There is a 3X3 camp.
Yep.
And I believe, don't hold me to it, I believe the coaches are going to be Ezra McGoldrick, Dylan Stith, who's just won a bronze medal over
at the
3x3 Championship Cup, and Sharma Bhatti, who is a New Zealand 3-on-3 basketball player. So three fantastic athletes to be coaching.
Oh, yeah. They all know the 3-on-3 really well. So you're going to get to know the insides and outs of 3-on-3 basketball, because it's not as easy as just rolling the basketballs out and having a go. Whilst we do that for fun, there is a lot more technical aspects that you can learn as well. And then just to touch on as well, just while we're going through it quickly, VC, Victorian Championship, Casey Cavaliers, 11 teams in VC, equal most in the state, most in club history, unreal. Maybe Mac can go psh, psh, get some of those confetti cannons happening that he loves to do. Yeah, there you go. You got it covered. We're all over it. All right, technical official news. Now, obviously, we have our Case Basketball Awards, but because our referees are always off on a weekend refereeing, they won't be doing the awards this Saturday. So their awards were announced at they do their annual meeting, and they had over, I think, nearly 100 referees, I think, attending the annual meeting.
92, I believe.
That's the most ever, which is a lot of referees to get in one space, because obviously everyone's so busy all the time. So congratulations are to Jordan Slater and Jordan Minter. So we've got the two Jordans.
Yep.
They are the Casey Basketball Referees of the Year. So Jordan Slater is obviously the female referee of the year, and Jordan Minter is the male referee of the year. So congratulations to both of you. Unreal efforts, and well done.
Yeah, they obviously had fantastic years reffing, obviously, across multiple levels. Look forward to seeing what they can do in the future.
Yep, well done. Easy. All right, finally, upcoming programs and events. Obviously, we have our 3-on-3 tournament April 9th. Registrations for that are closing soon, so don't miss out. Get that one in.
Yep. 3x3 tournament. You just touched on that, right?
Yep.
Cool. Because there is also a 3x3 domestic camp running.
Yep. Which will be online on
which
the
will
website.
Be online very shortly. I believe there's only limited spots.
There are. It's a very small camp. A
very small camp, but it's also hosted by the same three players. Yep. Sharma Bhatti, Ezra McGoldrick, and Dylan Stith. So if you want to jump on board, you've got to get in real quick, because that's going to sell out very fast.
And then we also have our domestic and we also have our domestic and beginner clinics for April as well. So those are obviously online as well. You head to our website, casebasketball.com.au, under the holiday clinic session, you'll see it all there.
Cool. After the holidays finish, registrations for the winter season are coming up. So make sure you jump on board, because that will be starting after school holidays. Before school holidays, if you're a senior.
That's when the winter season starts, but registrations are open now, so you've got to get your registrations in as soon as well. If you play senior basketball midweek, make sure you get online and get registrations in. If you play juniors, more than likely your club will sort that out for you, but if you don't play for a club, you're an independent team, you'll also have to get your registration in.
And if you're looking to join a team, jump on our website, casebasketball.com.au.
/play.
Contact a club, get on board. Clubs are looking for players as well. So if you jump on now, hopefully they might be able to squeeze you in for the new season.
Awesome. And our development programs for Hoop Heroes and Kinder Hoop Heroes. So that's our Kinder is obviously our 3 to 5s. That's during the day. And then for Hoop Heroes, that's our 5 to 8s and 8 to 11s. That's midweek and weekends after school. The registrations for term 2 are now open. So get in, secure your spot straight away.
And how's your son going with these programs?
You've
had one go through the whole thing.
He just did Kinder Hoop Heroes and then went straight into a team.
Okay.
We went straight into a team after that. And he's doing all right. He's doing okay. He keeps trying very hard. Yep. He's just got to work on his coordination a little bit. But my middle child is still doing Kinder Hoop Heroes on a Friday. He loves it. So speaking of Kinder Hoop Heroes, if you are interested, the days have changed.
Yes.
It's available on Mondays and Fridays. No longer on Tuesdays, but there are more sessions on a Friday, because that's due to popular demand.
Perfect. Walking basketball, brand new session that we're bringing here. Just to give a little bit of, just to give some people the ability to, who may not be able to run or, are looking for a less stressful exercise, to come down and have a game of walking basketball. There's also a little bit of a skill session beforehand.
Yep.
That happens every Wednesday here.
10 o'clock.
And then there is tea, coffee available.
At the cafe.
For purchase afterwards. For everyone to have a chat.
So the program itself is free.
Yep.
We encourage the elderly to get down involved. Yep. We encourage those recovering from injuries and may not be able to run anymore to get involved. I participated the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
I've had lots of fun. It is lots of fun. So get down 10 a.m. on a Wednesday here at Case Stadium.
Awesome. And then finally, Goat League.
Yep.
Let's touch on it.
So that starts on April 27th. Now, this is our new collaboration with Goat Labs Australia. As I said, the Goat Labs originates from Hong Kong. They've come over to make an impact here. Now, they've got a $7,000 cash prize for A and B grade. So this season, when we say A grade, we're not looking for players that are playing NBL 1, Big V, things like that. Yep. They're obviously playing their own leagues. So this is for your A grade, B grade domestic. There's obviously a high registration fee involved. I think it's about, you're probably looking at about $250 initial registration. And then there's
per
week per player.
Yeah.
And then there's a weekly registration fee of a weekly team sheet fee of $150 per team.
Yeah, so it works similarly to how it would be at Casey Stadium, but obviously because of that $7,000 cash prize, and there's more involved with that as well. If you win this, you go into your state champs and you compete against other Goat League winners, and then you go on to the National League, where you compete against the national, like the other ones from other states. And then if you win that, and if someone wins it from here, they're traveling to Asia.
They're going to Asia. They're going to Asia to compete against other teams. Now, when you get that, if you get that far, GoLabs is covering your flights, accommodation.
Food.
They're covering all that stuff for you, so you don't need to stress about that. If you do win the local league, though, you get your $7,000 cash prize for the team, and you get free entry into the season after if you win the whole thing. So that's A and B grades. That's men's and women's, not just men's. Each game will have statistics, so you'll have statistics at each game. We're looking at our higher available referees for each game.
It's also filmed.
There'll be professional scorers. There'll be film. There'll be highlights. There'll be photos. It's a bit like a mini sort of Big V sort of thing, league, Big V, NBL 1 sort of thing, but for more, local basketball.
Yeah, more aimed for domestic players.
For local basketball. So if you are interested in that, head to goatlab.com.au. We'll just confirm if it's GoatLab or goatlabs.com.au, but Matt will have it run across the bottom of the screen here. As I said, starts April 27th. Get in touch with them. Now, we are doing it in collaboration with them, but all the registrations initially will go through them. Yep. So you do need to contact them to get it locked in. But it's very exciting. $7,000 cash prize. Easy money there if you think you're good at basketball. Maybe we should enter. I might be a liability.
I think we're past our...
Yeah, I might be a liability there.
Yeah,
be great,
two dinosaurs here,
mate. Yeah, I don't know. But that's it from the Cavs Corner in terms of all of the usual news and things like that. I'm very excited for this Saturday. Get down here to the Fortress Saturday night, 5:30, 7:30 p.m. NBL in action is back, and I'm excited.
We'll see you there.
I said excited a lot in there, didn't I?
I think so.
Yeah, a bit too much. Easy now.
And a great block. Dunk with a three-pointer. And the Fortress erupts here. Hold up.